Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You don't have that like bookmarked at the top of your top of your Chrome?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Stop me if you heard this one before.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Garoppolo not there. Foot surgery.
Let me tell you what it's all about. Do you know who the Raiders' new part owner is?
Tom Brady.
Hey!
Earlier on the show, 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. Coming up from the new film Fast X, actor Alan Ritchson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yep, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show here on a Friday. We had John Harbaugh on last hour, and we had also Christian McCaffrey in hour number one, and in between them, a huge piece of news breaking in the National Football League world that we'll get to in just a second. Alan Ritchson of Fast X is joining us here on this show shortly. He is in our green room. We'll bring him out. We'll show a clip of this incredibly popular film and this incredibly popular film series. It's currently in theaters nationwide. Alan's about to join us in person right here on the program. Now, you know, last night, sitting at the poker table, one of my dear friends who listens to us all the time, my buddy Doug, he turns to me and he goes, "Wow, your big pom-poms are waving for your Jets every single day on your show." And I'm like, am I really cheerleading what's going on with the Jets?
Yeah.
No. I push back on it.
Oh.
I push back on it.
I thought you were looking for me to answer.
No. I push back on it, Chris, because I'm like, what I'm doing is living in realities and understanding what alternatives could have been. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet, which does excite me because he is Aaron Rodgers. Understand? 1 year removed from back-to-back MVP seasons, and his coordinator in those MVP seasons is now the coordinator now with the Jets. 1 year removed from a disastrous Nathaniel Hackett, one and done, and as an HC of Denver. But the defense is terrific, and the coaching staff is terrific, and the schedule's very difficult. The alternative would have been to run it back with Zach Wilson because Rodgers didn't want to come because the roster wasn't very good. Or didn't come because Joe Douglas, the general manager, couldn't pull off the trade with Green Bay. There's so many different variables that could have arrived for Rodgers not to come. So I'm excited about the reality and understanding what the alternatives could have been. And I totally know that reality could bite, you know, this fall, as you are constantly counseling. I don't consider that cheerleading.
Okay.
And I refuse to be deterred. I will not be taken off of this, I think, clear-eyed, full-hearted, potentially losing strategy because, you know, Rodgers gets a little, calf tweak in an OTA, and that is an indication that perhaps he's pushing 40, and this is the stuff that's going to happen this fall. I will not be deterred, which is what I said on the show just the other day. And, you know, what we say here can get aggregated, right? Sometimes. We're pleased about that. We're in that world of
aggregation.
Of aggregation. It's fine. Just spell our name right.
Aggregate me.
Well, this one crossed my inbox from a site called Essentially Sports. Look at the headline. As New York waits on Aaron Rodgers' ankle with bated breath, 53-year-old Jets cheerleader strongly rejects worrying about future disaster.
Wow.
I have been referred to as a 53-year-old Jets cheerleader.
Well, you are constantly reminding us
how old
you are.
Yeah, you should stop with
your
age thing.
I don't care. And I act the way I act.
But you also didn't want Aaron Rodgers in the beginning.
No, I was concerned about how he would relate to New York and how what he says on Pat's show outside of the world of sports will play in New York.
Well, we're still waiting for some New York reporter to ask him a tough question.
I understand it, but when it all is said and done, the reality of Aaron Rodgers playing in New York for the Jets is exciting.
Yeah.
Again, it all fits. So I guess while I'm a cheerleader with an ARP card, I might as well go in and tell Joe Douglas, Joe, DeAndre Hopkins is waiting for your call right now. Let's go. Because Rodgers might cost you a one next year, and he might be one and done. This is it. You are all the way in, to use another poker reference. Go in, and go in aggressively. Do it. Because you know who's calling him? A guy in Western New York right now. If he's going to join the AFC East, it better be for you. And you could call me a cheerleader with my pom-poms and whatever, but that is a dynamic playing out right now. And he can wind up in Baltimore with our second hour guest, because as you know, Lamar was one of the quarterbacks DeAndre mentioned on the I Am Athlete podcast he'd like to play for. Josh Allen might have been the first name out of his mouth too. This is all playing out on the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Joe and the rest of the general managers involved in this chase, Brett Veach, somebody is calling their family and saying, Dad's going to be a little busy this weekend.
Vacation.
It is going to be a three-day weekend.
Beach in the Ozarks.
This three-day weekend in May will absolutely make a huge difference in the fall or the winter, I might add. And who plays deep into the winter and who does not make it to winter? Winter is coming, to use another phrase. And if you are the Jets and you've got Rodgers and you've got Garrett Wilson and you've got Quinnen Williams, who's going to get signed, and you got
Lazard,
and you've got Randall Cobb and all of them.
Brees coming back.
Jones.
And you've got a really tough division that can go and add DeAndre Hopkins. You beat them to the punch. And you tell everybody, yes, this is it. We are all in. And let's freaking go.
Because you should do that.
The alternative. Reality's an alternative. The alternative is he shows up in Buffalo. What would that look like? And I was talking about it earlier when we were going back and forth in the initial first blush of this news hitting. We were talking about where can he wind up. And I said, this happened. You can roll back the tape and watch it re-aired on the Roku channel and we're done. It happened. As we were just talking about off the top of my head, I'm like, Von Miller's probably reaching out to him right now. And Mike Hoskins, our CP in the back, put that tweet up on the screen. And it's Von Miller with googly eyes. As it was out of my mouth, you know he's already called him up. You know it.
Bill's the salary cap.
It doesn't matter. Cap, let's just take that off the plate. Tom Pelissero did the cocktail napkin math without a cocktail napkin and a pen when he called in about 20 minutes ago. Saying you do voidable years. There's all sorts of tricks of the trade. Where you only he'll get his money, but he only costs on the cap cents on those dollars. That's it. So let's take that off the table. The fact that the Chiefs don't have much cap room. Okay. They got Mahomes. They got Brett Veach. They got Andy Reid. They got rings. That's it.
That's enticing.
Okay. And if you want to make the Super Bowl in your 1 year with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have to beat that guy in Kansas City. At some point, he's coming to your house. Oh, which week is he coming to the house? Let me get this one right.
Let's check.
Oh, my God. 53-year-old cheerleader's got to put on his glasses. Week 4, Sunday Night Football. He's coming in. You want DeAndre Hopkins in red or you want him in green? Simple answer. Gotta go for it.
Top five Vegas
odds. What do you have for me?
For DeAndre Hopkins.
What do you have, as Bill Pito would
say? Tell me something good, Chris.
Top two teams tied, 3.5 to 1.
Chiefs and Bills.
Ravens. Bills, 4 to 1. Patriots, 9 to 1.
Let's get out of here.
Lions, 12 to 1.
Let me just say this. By the way, Lions would be terrific,
you
wonderful.
You mispronounce Cowboys.
I got it. You know, and Jets. Do you really think DeAndre Hopkins, when he has this choice, this rare choice of choosing wherever he wants to go, he's going to look at Bill O'Brien and say, I miss you, man.
Yeah, no chance.
Are there 15 million reasons attached to that?
Is he going to look at Bill O'Brien
when he talks,
and
Rich.
Say, you know what? Those days I miss.
Money.
Wouldn't it be ironic the guy that you bring in to fix Mac is the one who repels the guy who can help Mac the most? Wouldn't that be what one would call, Alanis Morissette would call it ironic.
She
don't
would.
You think?
She would.
It's like rain on your wedding day. But enjoy your 3-2 comeback right now. Enjoy the aroma of 0-4 because that ain't happening.
Yeah, no, come on, Chris.
Yeah, okay. They misspelled Cowboys is a funny way to put it because, hey, you know Jerry's on the phone.
Come on.
Everybody's on the phone, which is why Joe Douglas needs to get right in. How much?
Jerry's got multiple lines.
How
right
much?
Now.
How much?
Oh, man. Pats winning 7. We get D-Hop. Oh, baby. I'm going to be terrible on Tuesday.
You mean the Celtics winning 7?
I'm going to be terrible.
Not ever.
Neither of those things are going to happen, unfortunately, for you.
One last thing while we're talking about revenge, if that might even be on Hopkins' mind, I doubt it. This isn't like a Favre-Packers thing.
Dallas, yes, you're
right. Hold on a second. The Ravens visit Arizona. So does Dallas this season. You know, look at week 5. Why wouldn't Cincinnati go for it?
Why wouldn't every
team
go for it?
Because you have to pay Joe Burrow.
So what?
Mike Brown doesn't have cash just lying around.
Yes, he does.
He's been sitting on it.
He's been sitting on it like the heat miser's been misering heat since then. Since the heat miser was misering heat. That's how long he's been.
Did he find oil in Cincinnati?
That's how long he's had it in his Velcro wallet.
It's under his mattress. Just waiting for this day.
Why not? Hey, go for it. Trophy in the case. Perfect example. Rams. Yeah. Last season. Terrible. Right now you're talking about, and nobody's talking about them at all, right? Nobody. Guess what? You know what they do whenever they might feel sad about themselves? They go, let's look at that trophy in the case.
Right.
How's that one looking?
Makes you feel good.
That's it. Jets, do it. Joe, do it.
Cowboys, do it.
And again, 53-year-old cheerleader here on the Rich Eisen Show. How about that as a title?
The audacity.
In a headline.
Did they spell your name right, though? We know
I
that's
think
all that
they
matters.
Did.
Okay.
Well, they didn't.
They got the age right.
The
I'm always honest about my age. As Hyman Roth once said. Yeah, I'm on fire. Look at that.
That's amazing.
What a headline. I thought you guys would like that headline.
I'm very into
my
that
buddy
headline.
Doug would too. He's like, see? I'm not the only one who thinks you're cheerleading every day. I am not cheerleading. All right, let's take a break. While I'm trying not to be hurt by that description, let's bring out somebody who's gonna make me look 90. One of the stars of Fast X, currently in theaters nationwide, Alan Richson, who is Jack Reacher himself, when we come back on The Rich Eisen Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of 3 pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast,
Fly on the Wallet.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Let's get right to it. Alan Richardson is here. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network is back on the air. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. FastX, again, is currently in theaters nationwide, and Alan Richardson is here on the program. It's too bad that nobody else famous is in this movie, Alan. Yes. You know, I feel
it's
for you, brother.
It's a limited cast.
Yeah, I feel for you that you finally joined this incredibly popular series and there's nobody else in it to talk about.
It's tough. Yeah, it's funny that like the barrier for entry is like an Oscar, you know, at this point for this thing. It's incredible.
Right, exactly. But yeah. You know, you cracked the cast. That's obviously.
Yeah, I weaseled my way in there.
Okay.
Somehow.
So, how much of the first 9 films have you been taken in, and then you get a call saying, "Hey, do you want to be part of Fast X or what? What do you got?"
I watched them all. I'm going to say this. I was mortified as these words came out of my mouth. Yes. I was like, "This is, you are the dumbest person alive." I had watched the first one in high school and it was transcendent. I was like, this has elevated the action genre. This is a new way to show the cars and race. I mean, this is yes. just like a whole new ball game now for a film. And then they wanted to, I like Vin, you know, you sort of feel like, oh, that was a cult classic, you know, like maybe we shouldn't do another one, you know? And so I didn't watch any other ones.
Oh.
And I let Vin know.
Oh my God.
Then I go, hey man, I hadn't really watched any of them. I watched the first one in high school, but I, you know, and I'm now that I got the part, I've seen them all, you know, and I just love what you've been doing with the last 2 decades. And he was like, thank you. I appreciate that.
But you got a sense that not so much.
But I, you know, he's spent 20 plus years.
Of
this
his life.
Is his baby,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've spent a couple years working on Reacher. It's such a fixture in my life. If somebody was like, "Eh, thanks for having me on Reacher, man. I haven't watched any of them." Like, you're the stupidest. Would you say, why would you say that? And this dude is decades in. I'm an idiot.
But I'm just wondering what he might have been more
he was
deeply offended by. Is that he hadn't seen it, or the fact that you were in high school at the first one of them?
No, I don't, yeah, that you too.
Know? Hey, old man, I haven't seen much of your work the last 20 years, but thanks for having me on. You know,
thanks for squeezing me in before you retire. Yeah, no, he was very polite though. But no, so I hadn't been a huge Fast fan. Of course, I did my homework. I watched all of them.
Yes.
And the more I saw it develop, the more I was like, oh, no wonder this is like a multi-billion-dollar franchise. This is the funnest thing in the world.
Yeah, right.
And then of course you start to go like, oh man, now I have to live up to like what this thing has become. And oh my gosh, can I be a part of this?
Yes.
You know. But it's, you know, it works. And, you know, I think I am so grateful to be a part of it at this point in space and time, because I feel like, you know, both I'm at a point in my career where it makes sense.
Yes.
And this franchise is at a point in the career where it's although it's sort of the beginning of the end, there's something so fresh about where this story has matured and, you know, the cast that's assembled. And it's just a fun point to take part in this.
Yeah, my gosh. Tyrese Gibson and obviously Vin Diesel, Jason Momoa. Jason Statham, I mean, John Cena. I mean, what was your time with Cena like?
And all the audience, Charlize.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
Michelle
and Brie Larson.
Brie Larson. I mean, yeah, right. The women, too, are juggernauts. And, you know, Dame Helen Mirren, living legends. You
yeah.
Know? You're right. I mean, every one of them is like...
Which one could you take, Alan? Let's be honest. Let's just go throw down right now.
Like, why are you fishing for controversy?
I'm in the sports. Yes, yeah. What are you?
I mean, there's nobody in that cast that I can't. Have you seen Reacher?
Ladies and gentlemen.
No contest. Unfortunately, for everybody else, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. Like,
yeah,
it's what I do.
You could take all of them out.
I felt underutilized in this film as far as the action goes. I'm just going to throw that out there. We got to fix that in the next one.
Fast 11.
Yes.
Fast XI, I guess, would that be?
That's right.
Okay, very good. So you, Cena, could take him. You could take out Aquaman, too.
Here's
you could take
I'll
him out.
Okay. The best Aquaman.
Okay, yes.
You know, I'll take my rage out on him. The fact that he got the better Aquaman
wetsuit.
Okay.
Have you seen his costume versus mine?
Let's
not do a side-by-side. I'm sure there's some fans of yours out there that are already photoshopping those together. I got gypped. I had like the 1990s like thin, paper-thin orange Speedo that zipped up from the front, you know, and he... I don't even know what he's wearing. Leather? What is he in? It's beautiful, whatever it is. His superhero costume looks sweet.
So what do you mean it zipped up from the front? What are you talking about? There's a zipper in your Aquaman
in my
suit?
Aquaman thing? Yeah, dude, I had to zip into it. And it was disappointing because I actually went to a leather shop, which I didn't mind. And they were building this sick superhero suit. And then the producers go like, he would never wear leather. And so then they unravel this little, they flick out this little Speedo that, you know, this onesie.
Yes.
And step into that, please, and zip it up and get to set. And I was brand new, you know, so that's what I, yeah.
So
don't look at the costume.
You
that's
were brand stupid. New or the costume was brand
both,
new?
Both.
Both. Because maybe your interpretation of Aquaman is a leather Aquaman. Leatherman becomes Aquaman.
Right.
Maybe so, you know?
Right.
I think they were overthinking it, not you.
Exactly.
How about that?
We need to fix this. But yeah, even Momoa, yeah. I mean, and I love Momoa. You know, I will say, you mentioned Cena. He is the most... Have you met him?
He's...
The kindest human being I've ever met in my life.
Yes.
I was blown up. I mean, it was...
Why, you were thinking you'd have a little bit of wrestling attitude or something like that?
You know, I meet a lot of people that are, like, threatened. And I'm not, like, I'm not here to fight people. Like, I just want to love everybody. I just want to be... let's just be nice to each other. But, like, a lot of dudes are, like, you know... I could take you. You know, and you're like, why do we have to do that? And I just sort of expect it, especially from, you know, somebody who, like, you know, looks like a piece of walking testosterone.
But he was the
antithesis.
No kidding.
Loveliest man in the world.
Okay. So there wasn't like any arm wrestling or anything like that on the set of Fast?
Not arm wrestle.
Okay.
There's always the next film, though. I'll make sure I bring that up.
Okay, very good. Alan Richson is here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Over the top part two.
So the success of Jack Reacher, has that kind of blown you away a little bit here?
Yeah, you can't. Look, I've been in this business for, I don't know, 18, 19 years.
Yes.
I've had so many... There have been so many moments that, you know, the town is going like, this is it, man. This is it. This is going to be nuts. Just keep your head on the ground.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from the studio. I'm just the guy. My only job is to make sure that you're, like, not getting in trouble. We're going to take good care of you. It's going to be a rocket ship, you know, and you're like, okay. And then nothing ever pans out the way that you expect, you know. And so, you know, it humbles you and you start to learn, like, oh, you know, I just need to be in this for the love of what I do and master this craft and just see how much value I can add to every project. And then let, you know, what comes, you know, from the audience, like that just is what it is. You
right.
know? And so I sort of go into it with that mentality, you know, especially just having come off a DC show where, you know, I was on Titans, I played Hawk and there was this huge Warner Brothers rolling out with DC, the new platform. And they were like, this is going to be monstrous. And it fizzled out. The platform's not there anymore. I got swallowed up by HBO, you know, and it just sort of disappears. You just never know. You never know what to expect. And so I sort of go in expecting that, you know, you know, manage my expectations that way. And, you know, I walk down the street now and I've got like 80-year-old grandmas that are like, Reacher, sign this napkin, you know, and you're like, wow, everybody is watching this thing.
Oh, cool.
Everybody, one of the most watched shows out there.
So you've never been chased by grandmothers, is what you're saying? Is it first for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on a show called Blue Mountain State in my younger years. First show that I was on as a regular, I played a character named Thad Castle, and it was like an Animal House, you know, kind of frat show.
Yes.
And so I've been like put in headlocks by, you know, like drunken 18-year-olds when I walk by college camp. That's sort of what I'm used to.
You know?
So for like the demo to be like over 65 is it's a treat.
And I know Sarah's deep into the Reacher books,
yeah,
right?
There's
I
mean, 23 books, right?
I think a little more now. His brother's writing them now,
okay,
you know,
great.
So they're
so
still coming. Yeah.
Sarah, my lady, is through 18 of them. And so
oh,
she's,
wow.
She's super jacked on what. Season two, which book that's going to be kind of based on.
Yeah, we shot Bad Luck and Trouble, and I love, you know, if people enjoyed the first season, I kept saying as we were in production, I was like just championing, if we can just get through the first, if we can get picked up for a second season, we're off to the races.
You're off to the races then.
We are, but Killing Floor was the first book, you know, the first season was based on Killing Floor. It's a great book. It introduces the character really well. It's a very different kind of protagonist, but there are better books in the series, you know, sort of Lee really really hit his stride is start to figure out how to use Reacher. We're Bad Luck and Trouble is one of those books. You essentially have four Reachers running around. He reassembles the old 1/10th, which is where he learned his set of skills. And these old colleagues are solving the case of somebody picking off, the 1/10th. And so you get the best of what this world could be. You know, there's a shorthand there. It's a lot of fun.
Did you ever reach out to Tom Cruise or anybody connect you guys?
You know, Don Granger, who runs film at Skydance, yes, and has produced like all the Tom Cruise. He'd been partnered with Tom Cruise for many years and helped put this together with Tom. He's my boss on, he's a producer on the show.
Yes.
And I said, should I reach out to Tom, like, out of respect? I feel like I wrote him a letter and I was like, should I give this to him? Would it be like inappropriate or whatever? And he goes, I think it's best just to, he wants to move on from this. He gave it his blessing. He's totally fine with what's happening right now. Like, I think we should just leave it, I never talked to him about it.
But you wrote him a letter?
I did. I just felt like it was a respectful thing to do. Like, I appreciate
Dear Tom?
You. Yeah, dear Tom. Dear Tom. Mr. Cruise, I appreciate what you did for the brand. I mean, I think a big part of why Reacher's so successful is because of the eyes that he brought to it. I mean, say what you want about whether he was right for Reacher or not. Most people know about Reacher because of Mr. Cruise. Mm-hmm. I have a huge debt of gratitude for him and what he brought to the show.
And so he gave a check mark to you, Alan Richson, being Jack Reacher? Is that what
we
told?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it works. But either way, yeah, it works. It's pretty cool. So let me got to ask, what's a cheat day look like for you, Alan? What's a cheat day look like for you?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's what people need to know.
Uh-huh.
If your lifestyle is one of health and fitness,
yes,
every day can become a cheat day.
It's
about temperance. It's moderation throughout the day. You don't have to go on these insane calorie deficit sprees and, and then punish yourself in the gym. Like, I work out 30, 45 minutes a day. I get it in, get a little pump. I might have a slice of pizza for lunch feel like it, And I had a sundae last night, a giant sundae at dinner with my agents. We were hanging out. I had ice cream. So what? I'm going to work it off today because I know every day I'm going to be getting something in.
You must have the metabolism of a rat because, if I have a sundae, I am going to it's going to sit on me for 48 hours.
Come on, drywall. Yeah, that's. Thank you. Yeah,
dude, you didn't have a sundae the night before this photograph.
Bro, I had pizza. I had probably two pizzas the night before that, and Craig's cookies, best cookies in Toronto.
By the way, Craig's as in the Craig's restaurant.
Craig's cookies. Oh, I was there last night. I love.
You had those Sundays?
I had that Sunday last night.
Wow. I've had that Sunday, and I don't look like that. Seriously, just a 30, 45 minute workout?
Yeah, but dude, I've been doing this for decades. People think it's like, well, how long would it take to go 20 years, 30 minutes a day for 20 years? Come tell me if you have a weight problem or you don't have some kind of abs after 20 years of 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Come talk to me. You need to see a geneticist or something.
Some kind of abs. I mean, even washboards are jealous right now looking at this photograph.
I'm feeling bad about all my life decisions.
All right. You're an inspiration, sir.
Thanks.
I mean, I don't even know what else to say. So you have pizza and ice cream and all that stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I will say testosterone helps for all the young men out there. But here's what's funny. I talked about this once before, and I've been, this is overshare. I don't care. Like, people are going to eviscerate me no matter what.
Who's eviscerating you?
Everybody.
Who is eviscerating?
Dude, I did a thing for Men's Health.
Okay.
Like an expose on my, after Reacher, everybody wanted to know what I do.
Yeah, sure.
For Reacher, I was 205 when I got cast. I was a scraggly, scrawny. I thought I was big. I was always playing superheroes.
Yeah.
I look back at those photos now and I'm like, oh my God, I look like a kid, like a marathon runner.
Yeah.
I was 205, 6'3", 205. I needed to put on 30 pounds for the role.
Okay.
I needed to be at least 235. That was like my mandate from the studio. You cannot show up to set without being
for Reacher.
I had 8 months to do it.
Wow. Okay.
I built a gym in my house.
Okay.
And I worked my ass off. You cannot believe how hard I worked.
Okay.
Every day. Like, it was my life depended on it. 2 hours a day. So in that amount of time, I could put the muscle on.
Yes.
And I did it without any help. No steroids, no testosterone, nothing.
Good for you.
Just hard work. So I get through, but it also killed me. I was like, I had to get shoulder surgery after the season, and it was rough. So I get done with the season. I'm super fatigued. I'm like, things aren't working in my body. I can't breathe. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I work out all the time. I should be feeling better. And I go to the doctor and let's do a blood panel. He's like, oh, you have no testosterone. I was like, okay. You know, I guess I beat it out of myself. So we started on testosterone. And it was like, oh my God, like a new me, like a new me. And ever since then, you know, it makes my job easier. There's going to be less wear and tear because I don't have to push. I don't have to do what I did to replicate that again. But it's been great, you know. And if you're, you know, I'm 40 years old. If you're, you know, late 30s, early 40s, and you're, you know, just starting to feel like you're slowing down, it's so instrumental in so many mechanisms in your body. It's a mood stabilizer, you know. It helps take hemoglobin into your cells, you oxygenate your cells, you just feel better, more alive, more awake, and helps process fat and build lean muscle. It's like a wonder drug.
And you have three children, right?
Three kids.
How old are they now? How old
10,
are they?
10, 9, and 7.
So that's a dad bod, technically.
That's a dad bod.
That's the ultimate dad bod. That's like, you have won the dad bod race.
Yeah. But it's important that people know, I'm not lying about it. I never took testosterone until well after season one. So, like, it's possible to do it on your own, you know. But if like me, you're after longevity. I would like to help people enjoy 20 seasons of Reacher.
Yes.
If we're going to do that, like, we're going to have to do it smart.
Okay. And you're from Florida originally? Is that where you're from originally?
Yeah, my parents retired there.
So did you ever, any like football coach ever pull you aside and say, let's get a helmet and pads
when
on?
When I was a senior, so I was a late bloomer, very late bloomer. My whole life has been like that. My career's been like that.
Sure.
You know, I'm 40 and just now sort of, you know, breaking. I've been a late bloomer and I've come to really enjoy what that means for my life.
Right.
But I was like prepubescent at 17.
Okay.
No hair. And I still remember this dude in the cafeteria. One day I wore shorts and he's like, Richton doesn't have any hair on his legs. And like, that was the last time I've worn shorts publicly. You know, no armpit hair. And so I wanted to like force the issue. So I was like, you know, and I'm going to make my body change.
Yeah.
And I went every day for 1 year. Saturdays, Sundays, rain, snow, doesn't matter. Yeah. I never missed a day. I worked out at this set of monkey bars, push-ups, pull-ups, dips, and sit-ups. I ran to it every day for a year.
Because that guy said something to you about your legs?
A lot of people were like, you know, and I was like a chorus boy, so I was singing and I rollerbladed to chorus practice because it was the most efficient way to get there, you know, and they're like, you're so, like, and I'm in deep South Florida, you know, like the panhandle where it's, you know,
okay,
you know, like they're like rolling in on their muddy quads with their mullets, you know, and they're like, and they see me on my rollerblades.
Going to chorus practice.
Going to chorus practice. Like, I had to do a little something about that. So I started working out, and by my senior year, near the end of my senior year, like, you know, then, and also I hit puberty at the same time, so it just kind of worked.
Okay.
So my senior year, the football coach was like, you got to come play for us. And I was like, these guys, I don't even know what, like, the routes would play.
Right, yeah.
These guys have been playing for 15 years, you know? Half of them are already, like, you know, bald and almost retirement age, you know? Like, they look like they're ready to retire. So I don't know. I don't think it's for me. But
do you want to go back to the panhandle with a camera and find these people today?
What do you think? I'll find them on the docks. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Alan's got hair on his legs now. What's up? Anybody want to go see Fast X? Anyone want to go and stream Jack Reacher? That would be good.
Fast X, you know, I really hope people enjoy Fast X. It is such a fun. I love seeing that, you know, so many people around the world are still enjoying this kind of thing. But it's important to escape for a moment. It's such a great story. There's a great cliffhanger at the end. First time there's been a big cliffhanger at the end of a show, and people are talking about it and enjoying it and looking forward to what's next.
So, I love it.
You know, I hope people enjoy it.
Congratulations on Fast X, Jack Reacher.
Thank you,
your cheat days. Get out of here, man.
Every day's cheating.
I never say that to a guest at the end of an interview, but get out. Okay? No. Congratulations on all of that, sir.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy your dadding and your dad bodding and all that sort of stuff. Thanks. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Come back anytime whenever you're back in town. Alan Richton on Instagram with the rest of the free world. Check him out in Fast X, currently in theaters nationwide. And season 2 of Reacher is coming soon. Is that what we're saying? Coming soon?
Coming soon.
Okay. Keep an eye out for that. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show to take you to your Memorial Day weekend in a moment.
He made us all feel bad about our life choices, I think.
Right? I'm the same age as him.
I work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. Happy for you.
But
Sarah will enjoy that the Reacher books because that's as close as she's going to get.
She almost came in today.
She
was like, "Can I come in and just creep?" And I was like, "I mean,
anytime, by the way, if she wants to.
If you want.
Anytime." Okay. All right. We were going to do this at top of hour two, but DeAndre Hopkins just got released and blew up the whole rundown. Yeah, so here we go. It's time for the Friday staple. What's more likely?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do you got over there?
All right, guys, let's burn through this. Some guys have been talking this week. Davante Adams is talking. Darren Waller said his opinion is more respected in New York. Did you see that?
Okay.
Anyway, who do you like to have the better season this year, Davante Adams or Darren Waller?
Oh, I'll go Darren Waller. I'll go with the coach of the year. I'll go with Saquon and Daboll and Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones didn't have foot surgery, did he? As we're sitting here on the Friday.
Not that I heard.
And yeah, Davante Adams tells the Athletic, even though he said that he loves his coach and he loves his general manager, all he did was tell the Athletic, that they're not on the same page, essentially.
Yeah.
So I'll take the guy who's like, I'm happy to be here and my opinion's more heard. I'll take that guy. Uh-huh. Yep. What's next, Chris?
Davante Adams.
What's next?
Still pretty good. Quarterback coming back from surgery. You have more confidence in this season. Brock Purdy or Jimmy G?
I'll take Brock Purdy. I'll keep going in. Hey, listen, man.
You're anti-Raiders?
Yeah, right.
You're anti-Raiders now.
As much as
you were in on the Raiders last year, you're out on them this year. Am I reading that right?
Let me just say this, Chris.
You're not reading this right?
Can I retort?
Sure.
Respond?
It's your show.
You're saying about which of these two individuals are coming back from injury, right?
That you have more confidence
Correct.
In.
Correct. I'm also hurt, Chris. I'm coming back from injury, too. The injury of my ego being not bruised, not battered, but destroyed by the Raiders last year. So I am going the opposite. I'm pulling a Costanza here. And I also like Purdy and the 49ers to succeed a little bit better than the Las Vegas Raiders at present.
His respect is real.
Except he can't throw. Still not there.
He's going to start throwing this week. So, what else, Chris?
Me too. How about this? A lot of quarterback questions today, guys. Quarterback you like to bounce back after their atrocious 2022? Mac Jones or Russell Wilson?
Oh, Russ. I'm taking Russ Wilson.
Russell Wilson's thin.
I'm taking Russell Wilson. I'm taking Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. That's what I'm taking. I need to see the quick game first before I buy it. Into it.
What if the quick game gets D-Hop?
D-Hop, again, with a full choice of 31 teams, is not going to choose the team that Bill O'Brien is on.
Thanks.
Unless I am completely 1,000% misreading this situation. What's more likely?
I'm going to keep speaking.
TJ Jefferson, I'm right about this. Or wrong about this?
I would lean towards you being right this. Yeah, in this particular instance.
That's more likely.
Oh, please, God.
He won't help you. Or she won't help you. Oh, wow. You even tweeted it out. It's so sad.
Shameless.
It's so sad.
Shameless.
Honestly, I've never seen...
You're basically wearing a green cheerleader outfit every week.
But I'm not tweeting it out. Like, oh, please. Oh, please, come. Go, let me write it out. Let me at you. Hey, I'm not adding Aaron Rodgers 12.
Same intensity, pal.
Oh, my goodness.
Same intensity.
Why don't you put it on Snapchat while you're at it, kiddo? Put it on Snap. Make a video and snap it.
Maybe I will.
Okay.
Make a ticky-tocky.
Please don't let him come because I'm going to be so incorrigible
Great.
Next week.
Okay. What's more likely? We come back on the air Tuesday.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins is a Patriot.
That's not going to
happen. Or the Celtics just completed the greatest comeback in the history of the NBA playoffs.
Can I choose answer
C? No, you got to choose one. You got to choose one.
Oh, wow. Then I guess the Celtics.
Yeah. That's the one I'm choosing.
Great. Then that makes me a happy
very
person.
Happy. Some,
but only because those were my only choices.
Do you care about my happiness or not?
Jason Tatum?
Maybe I will.
Get him. Get on the computer.
At Jason Tatum, I know
it.
I said you
snap
were the fakest superstar in the NBA.
The kids
I don't know
do.
Why I'm taking trap.
Put
right
on,
now.
Put on snap like the kids do.
It's messed up, man. I can't wait till the Jets suck.
What else you got?
Quarterback
Chris?
To thrive most this year with their new offensive coordinator. Quarterback you like with their new OC?
Yes, sir.
A three biscuit here. Dak, Lamar, or Justin Herbert.
I like it.
It's the easiest question of the day.
Well, I mean, Herbert's new OC is Dak's old one.
Yeah, so we eliminate him.
Dak's new OC. Dak's new OC is son of Marty, Brian Schottenheimer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we know how that goes.
I'm gonna take Lamar. I'll take Lamar.
Man, that is not the answer I was looking for.
Well, what do you want? What do you think? Dak is. Come on, man. You know who the offensive coordinator of that team really is. It's Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, he got a ring.
I'm sure he does.
He does.
Of all the things that I've been alleged to be cheerleading about Rodgers, have I said he's got a ring? Once.
Nope.
Once? Well, because it's the same ring he just brought up.
It's the only thing I'm
just
cheerleading
about. I'm just talking about him being more recently valuable, as in the most valuable. What else you got over there?
Oh, my goodness. All right, some NFC East talk for you guys. NFC East running back you'd rather have in fantasy this year?
Pollard.
Saquon or Tony Pollard?
Nah. Did I stutter?
You didn't.
Did I stutter? In terms of the way I just said Pollard.
With your chest?
That's it.
Well, you were just talking up Saquon. He's the reason they were so successful last
year. I got
it.
Talking about fantasy, right? I'm taking Tony Pollard.
Interesting.
I'm taking the home run hitter in Texas.
Providing his leg is healed.
Big time. Big time. The home run hitter in Texas. That's the guy.
The only thing I'm worried about, Rich,
he's
is
up
like,
there with Alvarez, Seager. Who else hits home runs in Texas? Garcia? Adolis? Okay.
Pete
he's up there. He's up there. Pete. No. That's a different time. And different. We want Pollard to actually not get suspended.
But, Rich, the problem is I feel
Inky
like
Inky just got called right here.
Pollard's stats are going to be hurt by all the passes that D-Hop's going to be catching. So
yeah.
I feel like that might hurt his fantasy
value. I would say you should add him, but, you know, Twitter still hasn't restored your account.
I tried. They won't give it back to me, man.
What else, Chris?
All right, a couple more non-football here. Team in green to complete the epic comeback.
The stars of the Celtics?
Celtics are stars.
All right. You just keep on wanting me to say Celtics. You keep on. The Celtics are closer to the comeback. The Stars are just down 3-1. They finally got one last night.
But it's happened in hockey a couple of times. Never happened in the NBA.
Let's do that hockey. I'm not going to do that hockey right now. I'm going to take your Celtics, Chris, because I can feel it. I can feel it. I'm sorry. I gave Feller two drops in a row right there. He's just like, what's going on?
This music comes from the same
place.
I can feel it.
Our last one, baseball here. Pete Alonso went yard last night.
Yeah, he did.
Number 19.
He is, by the way,
okay.
Would he make a great Chicago Cub because of all the home runs he hits in Wrigley Field?
No, why would you even think about that?
I know, I'm just saying. He is unbelievable. Unreal, Pete Alonso.
Last year at this time, Aaron Judge only had 17.
Okay.
What's more likely, Pete Alonso hits 60 or Ronald Acuna goes 40 homers, 60 stolen bases?
I'll go 40-60. I love Pete Alonso, but, you know.
Yeah, he's hitting 70.
You talking about the 2004 Yankees is, and me agreeing that the Celtics look like it. As far as I'm going to go, I am not touching Judge's record here on the Friday before Memorial Day, and that's the bottom line.
Well, Pete Alonso is going to touch
it. I actually can go in that direction.
Rich
what's more likely?
So?
Oh, I've got one more, by the way. I don't know if you got that. I've got one more. What's more likely? Unfortunately, I know you don't watch Succession, right? But you do, Chris, and many people in our audience. So here's a what's more likely. This showed up on my Twitter timeline. At Joe this. Programmer, because this is, I think, was responding to Jimmy Trina. I think that's how we both saw it.
Yeah.
Here are the lines from this person on Twitter. as to who will wind up winning Succession, if you will.
Winning is what? Their CEO?
They are in charge of Waystar Royco, whether it is purchased by, you know, the Swede or not. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I think it's going to be Kendall.
So Kendall is at plus 125.
And I weirdly think like Greg is going to be his number two.
I think, I personally think, if Stewie's an interesting one right there. By the way, if Carl wins, that would be, Carl's been this season four MVP.
Sneaky MVP.
I'm going to go Cousin Greg.
Like running the whole thing?
Because,
the
as you know,
he buys it and he likes him.
If he really wants somebody who's in charge, who he can manipulate, it's Greg. What a hell of a season finale this is going to be. Sunday night.
It's 90 minutes. Stewie, I saw an article with the actor who plays him. He's in the finale, so that's
okay.
Cool. He's been a great character. But
It's 90 minutes long? It's like a feature film?
It's like a mini movie. It's going to be great.
It's so great. It is so well done. You guys should get right into it and keep your head down over the weekend because it's going to be all over. Just like the Eastern Conference Finals after Game 6.
Boom!
So you're taking...
I'm taking Miami. Yeah.
You want to make it interesting?
As you know, I don't make things interesting other than with my words.
How about this?
My takes.
How about this?
And my opinions.
How about this?
And my cheat days.
How about this? Celtics complete the comeback, win game 6, win game 7. I get to start the show on Tuesday.
No. No, you don't.
That's messed up. Why wouldn't you give me that moment?
He's such a bald bastard.
No. Wow. It's an old Josh Gad. By the way, Josh Gad will be very happy Saturday night because he roots for the Miami Heat.
Then make the bet.
I'm not going to do that.
Because you know we're going to do it.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
What you ascribe to my thought process, other than the fact.
Smells like 04, baby.
Oh, my God.
Come on, let's go. We got this.
We'll wrap up this show on the Roku channel in a moment. Everyone else have a safe Memorial Day weekend.